Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint.
Good evening, it's 5:30. This is update for Tuesday, 1st of November 2022 from Manx Radio. 30 minutes to look at the latest news on the island. Background to the news, sport, business, Sea Watch, travel updates, the newsmakers in person tonight. So how did Stoptober 2022 go for you? Newly diagnosed cancer patients may be losing out. TT 2023 will offer clear benefits, says the minister. Douglas is a city, but it hasn't marked the occasion yet. The airport director got less than 30 minutes notice that Flybe was pulling out, and 40 years ago today saw the birth of Manx Airlines.
Man Benham, for all your business and legal needs.
First of all, at 29 minutes ahead of 6 o'clock, the update news headlines. First Mai, Chanel Suku.
First Mai. Sailings tomorrow have been cancelled due to forecast adverse weather. Passengers who were due to travel have been asked to contact the steam packets reservation team on 661-661. It's all due to a yellow weather warning for severe gale wind tomorrow from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. The company tasked with surveying Manx territorial waters for natural gas has announced it will commence drilling in 2023. Kroger was given multiple license extensions. As part of that license, it allows the organization to conduct three-dimensional seismic surveys and drill two wells. Government wants to hear your views on the island's future stance on refugees fleeing places of conflict. The consultation opened today and will be open for the next 6 weeks. That's until the 13th of December. In international news, former UK Health Secretary Matt Hancock has signed up to be a contestant on I'm a Celebrity. He's been suspended from the Parliamentary Conservative Party following the news. And Rishi Sunak may not have decided whether he's going to the COP27 climate conference, but his former boss will be there. Boris Johnson says he's been invited by the Egyptian hosts. Those were your headlines. News at 6.
Man Benham. Contact us by phone, video call, email or face-to-face. We're happy to connect with you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Goramaya, thank you, Chanel. From the Ronalds Way Met Office, there's a gale warning in operation for the North Irish Sea. State of sea is moderate, then rough tonight. For the Isle of Man, mostly dry, with a fresh west-southwest wind, then drying overnight in a strong south-southwesterly, down to 7 degrees. For tomorrow, Wednesday, Jacrain, showery on a gale or a severe gale force south-southwesterly, heavy spell of rain, which will clear towards dusk as the wind eases. Daytime maximum 13 degrees, overnight minimum is 8. And there is a yellow weather warning tomorrow for possible minor structural damage in places, risk of trees or branches falling onto some roads and overhead conductors. And that heavy rain could give localized flooding where the standing water gathers in gullies that have become blocked by autumn leaves. So watch out tomorrow. Now for Thursday, Jourdain, sunny spells, passing showers on a moderate to fresh west-southwesterly, high temperature 12 degrees. Low water tonight at 11:15, high tide tomorrow morning 29 minutes before 6, the sun rises at 7:20.
If you have failed glazing units, speak to the team at Manx Glass and Glazing. Call 674 573.
Manx Care has seen a considerable reduction in performance in seeing newly diagnosed cancer patients within 14 days. The Director of Operations, Oliver Radford, says three types of cancer have been worst affected.
My personal area of concern and focus at the moment is around two-week waits, because we've seen quite a considerable reduction in our performance there, mainly across breast, colorectal and dermatology. Within breast, that has been due to an absence of specialist staff, which has caused a reduction. We have recovered that in October. We've put in a number of additional clinics, which have increased the capacity of the symptomatic clinic service. And we've also, in the last couple of weeks, seen our new breast radiologist been appointed. Within colorectal, it's a combination of increased demand and also an absence of a specialist member of the team. but we've put in a number of evening clinics over November and December to cover that, both within the clinic side and also the endoscopy side. And within dermatology, because we don't have a dermatologist on island at the moment, we are reliant on off-island support. Basically the specialist nurses within our dermatology service on island working with off-island providers and our plastic surgeons. Arrangement is working, but we're just about to advertise for a dermatologist to shore up that service so that we can bring it back on island. So we do have areas, we do have recovery plans within all those areas.
The Enterprise Minister insists the TT schedule for next year, 2023, will offer clear benefits to the Isle of Man. Laurie Hooper, MHK, says extensive consultation was carried out on the plans as he was grilled by fellow politicians on the subject earlier today in Keys.
Collectively, this research revealed that the existing TT schedule, the island's travel capacity, the island's accommodation infrastructure, costs factored against current economic climate and the changing habits of customers are no longer compatible.
What consultation took place with the Southern Hundred, because obviously now the post TT is gone and that was one of their one-day event, but one of their biggest revenue earners of the year. And two, with regard to events, would the minister agree that these aren't just put on over a couple of months, they actually are put together throughout the whole year? So what impact these events are now going to suffer?
There was quite extensive engagement with the Southern Hundred, but also with others that were involved. Like I say, this has been a very long time coming. The initial public engagement process started in 2019, so this isn't a decision that's been made quickly or with a lack of evidence. There is a considerable amount of information that's gone into this, a considerable amount of stakeholder engagement. In terms of effects on other events, I think it's acknowledged, like I acknowledged in my original answer, that there is anticipated to be some impact, but the department is very committed to working with the organisers of these events to see how we can turn the overall increase in expected visitor numbers for the island into also an increase in footfall for their events.
Could the minister tell me what weight was given to the views of local residents, and given that the TT belongs to all of us, is he aware of the amount of disquiet amongst locals, and what is he going to do about that?
I think the consultation recently was given quite significant weight, as you'd expect for any kind of public consultation, especially one that attracts 1,400 or so responses. Like I've already explained, though, a lot of the responses that have come through were definitely very well intentioned and very well meaning, but when you look into the detail of what people were concerned about, those concerns are being addressed and have been addressed.
This is the most listened to Isle of Man news source, and Manx Radio's Update is the Isle of Man's most downloaded news podcast.
Pastor Mike, good evening. 22 minutes now before 6. After a recent disruption due to staffing issues and the announcement that Flybe's cancelled its winter routes, could now be the time to think about a national airline for the Isle of Man. Well, today, the 1st of November, marks 40 years since Manx Airlines began operating, but of course, it's some 20 years since it was sold. The Isle of Man now remains dependent on operators based off the Isle of Man. His former Manx Airlines pilot and former MHK, Paul Quine.
Well, I think that's a question that would have to be asked of a politician. Not being one, I couldn't possibly comment on that. Everything has pros, everything has cons.
But do you feel Manx Airlines worked well?
Well, as a Manxman, I was extremely proud to work for Manx Airlines. I know, you know, all my colleagues were. We saw ourselves as very much as the island's airline, as the national carrier, if you like. We were all schooled in that ethic that, you know, service came first for the population of the island. We very much felt that was, you know, part of the product that we delivered. And it was a great time looking back. The camaraderie, we had a big social scene at Manx Airlines. It really was a first.
But that was then to build from scratch. Now, a similar operation would be prohibitively expensive, surely.
Yeah, I, to be perfectly honest, we're now looking, you know, back 20 years. We don't really have the skill set on the island any longer in order to be able to operate something of that magnitude. Sadly, that was, you know, a consequence of its demise, that we lost that skill set. We've recently seen the last part of that sort of going with the closure of Hangar 5 and the heavy engineering facility.
There's been a 35% increase in the last year in Isle of Man school children requiring additional and complex support. According to the Education Minister, Julie Edge, MHK, she hopes a new special educational needs code can be ready for September next year.
We have highly trained professionals who allocate to our complex needs, and we have a panel now set up again. It is an area that we are seeing an increase in students requiring and complex support. Since last year, we've seen a 35% increase, and that's within a school year, not a financial year. So you can understand there are challenges around the finances for that, because our budget doesn't align with our school year.
I've heard the Minister say that she hopes that this will be in place for September 23. So I'll return to the original question. When does she anticipate in her plan to get that in place by September 23 that it will be on the Register of Business?
To advise the Honourable Member, to actually have this in statute requires legislation, and the legislative programme is key to this as well. We have committed and said we are coming forward with an amendment bill. Until that comes through these branches, the AAN code will not be in statute. But in the meantime, our professionals are best placed to serve all of these children and provide the most in need with the services they require. And are we stretched? Yes, we're stretched in many areas, and this is probably one of them. Are we providing a service and delivering to the students? We are. And unless, if the Honourable Member can tell me anything different, but bringing an AAN code to another honourable place, to Tynwald, is not going to change the needs on the ground now. And we are servicing our students with the current regime. And we have set up that independent panel, which I don't know, because it was before at my time, but we've got the independent panel for appeals going again. And if anybody has any concerns, please contact me and I'll advise them how that panel operates.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
High-speed craftsman Anna departed Heysham at 2:15 this afternoon. She's safely on the Linkspan in Douglas. Tomorrow's sailings have been cancelled. Manana won't make the 8:45 to Heysham. Consequently, there'll be no 2:15 coming back because of the forecast adverse weather. The next scheduled departure is 8:45 Thursday morning, Douglas to Heysham. If you're wondering where the Ben is, she's at Camel Laird's at the moment, being repaired and having a service, and will be back hopefully at the end of this week. Our freight needs are being serviced by the Arrow.
Like the Steam Packet on Facebook for the latest sailing information.
A Douglas man's been jailed after punching a stranger in the face and knocking him unconscious. The story from Tessa Hawley.
Joey Mari Latonio Cordero of Loch Promenade became irritated when the man tried to intervene in an argument he was having with his girlfriend. The 23-year-old admitted assaulting him, causing actual bodily harm, on Strand Street in Douglas at 12:30 in the morning on the 4th of September. During sentencing at Douglas Courthouse today, the court heard that Cordero and his girlfriend had been socialising in a bar with friends before the verbal altercation took place in the street. When the passerby tried to defuse the situation, Cordero punched him to the head with a closed fist. The man lost his balance and fell backwards, hitting his head on the pavement. He was unconscious for several minutes and suffered two lacerations to his head. Cordero was arrested on Regent Street and told police he'd drank alcohol and consumed cocaine in the run-up to the offence, adding that he knew he should have walked away. Cordero's advocate said his client had written to the victim to apologise, saying he does accept full responsibility for the offence. He knows he was only trying to help. Urging any custodial sentence to be suspended, he added, Mr. Cordero can be given one last opportunity to show he's not the person who committed the offence that night. Describing the assault as a very ugly side of Cordero's character, Deputy High Bailiff James Brooks also noted he'd left the scene of the attack, adding, that strikes me as the act of a coward. Sentencing Cordero to 20 weeks at the Isle of Man prison, the Deputy High Bailiff told him, due to the severity of the consequences of his actions, he could not find the grounds to suspend the sentence.
Manx Radio Business Briefing.
At 6:15, BP's profits more than doubled to $8.2 billion in the third quarter, as it revealed it's expected to pay $2.5 billion of tax in the North Sea this year. The oil giant's underlying profits, up from $3.3 billion a year earlier, were one of its best results ever and significantly better than the $6.1 billion analysts had forecast, thanks to an exceptional result by its gas traders. The company announced it would reward investors by buying back $2.5 billion of its own Auckland shares. And for a full daily market report, go to ramseycrookall.com. The autonomous car industry might be a $100 billion investment that's going nowhere as it struggled for two decades to develop a safe and efficient self-driving model. Bloomberg reports that despite flashy demonstrations of self-driving technology by Google, Tesla and a host of other firms, there are only a handful of autonomous vehicles on the roads in the United States, let alone Europe. One of the biggest challenges is the inability of robots to navigate left turns where cars are allowed to turn when pedestrians are crossing. They simply can't do it, and that's after spending tens of billions of dollars.
The Stock Market Report, brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European markets closed higher. US stocks lost ground as another batch of earnings rolled in and investors awaited the Fed's policy meeting and jobs data later this week. Oil rose and gold priced higher. The numbers now from Ramsey Crookall. At the close in London, the FTSE 100 was up 1.3% at the close at 7,186. The DAX in Frankfurt up just over 0.6% at 13,338. Currently, New York City, the Dow Jones Industrial is down 0.3% at 32,621. The NASDAQ Tech Stocks Index down almost 0.8% at 10,902. And the S&P 500 in Chicago down 0.4% at 3,856. But the trading day is early. The exchange markets now, the British pound sterling trading at $1 14.4 cents, €1 16 cents, and 20 South African rand 87.1 cents. In commodities, gold's up 0.8% at $1,645 per troy ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude up 2.25% at $94.87.
You've got an investment plan?
Yeah, Mike set it up.
But don't you need loads of money to do that?
Not this one. It's called Shearwater from Ramsey Crookall, and you pay in monthly as little as £100. So it's like saving regularly, really helping us invest in the future. For a house, or the kids' education.
£100 a month? I could easily do that.
You should. The sooner you start, the better.
Invest in your future with as little as £100 a month. Shearwater from Ramsey Crookall, the island's investment specialist for 75 years. Call 717171 or visit ramseycrookall.com. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority.
The Isle of Man in 30 minutes. Update on Manx Radio with Andy Wint.
No date yet has been set for an event to mark Douglas receiving city status. The capital was granted the title in May this year as part of the Queen's Platinum Jubilee celebrations. The Mayor, Janet Tomney, spoke to our local democracy reporter, Emma Draper.
We're still waiting for delivery of the letters patent. There should have been an event happening this week where the letters patent were being delivered, but that's been delayed because of actions outside of our control. When the letters patent do get delivered, we will be having not a ceremony, but obviously we will be acknowledging it. But as you've already spoke about the cost of living crisis, we're not going to be making big splash bang wads of money getting spent on it. We'll be doing little things as they need to be done and be changed.
So there's no official date set yet for when it happens?
Not yet, no.
And I saw that a member of the royal family turned up to one of the ones in Scotland. Will a member of the royal family be turning up to the one here?
Yeah. Oh, you're a joker. It's hoped. We don't know.
Will the upgrade to a city mean that the council will be more inclined to make more improvements to Douglas? There's a lot of complaints and a lot of residents who are unhappy with the toilets and the park and the prom. So will there be an improvement given the new status that it will have?
I think there already are improvements. I think our housing stock is being improved tremendously. I mean, Peel Road apartments are a prime example of that, and the flats that are being built in Williston. And that's getting rid of our old stock that's no longer fit for purpose. But I think in all fairness, Douglas always strives to make improvements in all the areas that it's responsible for. Some complaints we get about our old housing stock, we deal with them as best we can. But I think we always do strive to make improvements.
Manx Radio Sport.
Fastamai, Rob Pritchard.
Fastamai, good evening. Starting with pool, and the Isle of Man will be awash with some of the best pool players in the world this weekend. The grand final of the 2022 IPA season will take place at the Palace Hotel from Friday to Sunday, with a list of events for men's, ladies, professionals, amateurs, and of course the Open. With top money up for grabs as well as enhanced ranking points, this event takes on even more significance with seedings at stake ahead of the World Championships in February. 18 tables will be in action throughout the tournament with 200 players involved, including around 20 from the Isle of Man, headed by professional David Adnall. In the men's class, Liam Dunster leads the rankings, but the ever-consistent Mark Farnsworth is likely to be among those to make a big challenge. Meanwhile, Kerry Griffiths looks the favourite on paper in the women's class, particularly given her form as well in recent tours. But one who could be tipped to sway the balance is Danielle Randall, who'll have to be at her best to take the top spot. In cricket, an Isle of Man cricket has announced its first ever women's national T20 team to compete abroad later this month. The 15-strong squad, captained by Claire Crowe, will head to the T20i multi-nation tournament in Spain on the 10th of November. Taking place in Desert Springs, the Manx side will play a minimum of four games between the 11th and 14th of November. They'll face Spain, Sweden, Norway and Italy. You can also see the full confirmed squad over at manxradio.com. And in football, FC Isle of Man has confirmed a number of fixture changes. Firstly, the Ravens' home league game against Charnock Richard on Saturday the 26th of November will kick off at the earlier time of 1 p.m. instead of the usual 6 p.m. slot. Meanwhile, the Island side's away trip to Squires Gate in the NWCFL Premier Division will now be held on Wednesday the 14th of December, kicking off at 8 p.m. Elsewhere, the Island side's home match against Bursko, which was postponed following the death of Queen Elizabeth II, is now penned in for Monday the 2nd of January at 4:30 p.m. Finally, the Ravens' home game against Avro, also in the league, will now take place at 6 p.m. on Saturday the 8th of April.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Quayside Tyres and Service Centre.
Inbound at Ronald's Way, the 525 Logan Air from Manchester won't be coming in for about another 5 minutes or so. Then inbound, it's the 730 EasyJet from London Gatwick showing on time. And the 528 Logan Air from Liverpool, the returning patient transfer plane, showing on time. The 8:05 Logan Air from London City, it's going to be about half an hour late getting back in. And departing, next outbound, the 6 o'clock Logan Air patient transfer plane to Liverpool on time. The 8:10 EasyJet returning to London Gatwick, showing on time at the moment. Between Ramsey and St Jude's, there are temporary lights on the Jerby Road 24 hours a day. They're doing some resurfacing work there. In Douglas, of course, you've got the narrow lanes and temporary pedestrian crossing on Victoria Street, causing large delays for traffic. People are playing chess there, apparently, in the queues, especially if you're trying to get out of Marks and Spencer car park. So do watch out. In Kirkandrus, Jerby Road's got two-way traffic lights for resurfacing work near the Hall Caine airfield. And the Dreamscary Road, 24-hour two-way lights for duct installation. In Castletown, well through till the middle of April next year, Castle Street's one-way northbound for that building work. All southbound buses looping around Castletown before going to Colby, Shore Road, Port Erin and Port St Mary. And in Peel, there are temporary closures in phases to the middle of April next year too, along East Quay and the Prom. They're working on the road surface and the pavements. The Prom is currently closed from the Manx Utilities pumping station to Weatherglass Corner.
Quayside Tyres and Service Centre, with 1 year's free engine warranty from Castrol. Get more with Quayside.
Back to matters of aviation. The director of the Isle of Man Airport was given less than 30 minutes notice that Flybe was withdrawing its Isle of Man service before passengers started getting emails informing them of the move. Well, that story came from the Infrastructure Minister, Chris Thomas, MHK, who says we have a national interest to ensure airlines are serving the Isle of Man as we need them to.
I didn't know about it till, I basically heard it from Manx Radio from Tim Glover announcing it when you come in here. In actual fact, I had received an email a couple of hours before, which I hadn't read at that point. And I believe the airport director basically just got less than an hour's notice before the passengers had all their emails sent to them about their rights and what to do next.
Do you think the government sort of has any responsibility to check those things are in place if a new airline announces a route? Because what sort of message does it send out to you know, residents and visitors?
That's a good question. That's something I'm exploring. The basic fact is, I think the public would understand that we're not going to get into the business of licensing air operators. In other words, it's not realistic to expect we'd have armies of engineers and technical people here, you know, checking things. So we don't do that. That's done in the UK. We do have control through all of our levers, and we do have a national interest in making sure our airlines are serving our island as we need them, not only serving themselves. So that's the sort of thing that needs to be investigated, and that's what I'll work with the airport director on. Let me tell you the whole story. I mean, I was expecting yesterday afternoon to be at a party. It's a very small party, admittedly, but there were Manx dancers there, apparently, and there was a cake to welcome FlyBE to the airport with its new route. So that was all set up. So I don't know when FlyBE made the decision. I don't know what their real reasons were. You can never get inside somebody's head to know what their real tactics and so on. But to me, I do want to investigate that thing so that we can learn. And at the end of this, we've got to remember that as politicians, as a civil service, we're here to serve the public and the people who use airlines, make their own arrangements with airlines, but we've got a political interest in making sure that we have the best possible airport to get with the best possible airline route serving it.
That's it for Update tonight. Compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's news department, thanks to newsreader Chanel Suku and producer Rhiann Evans. Oh, by the way, if you want this date for your diary, the Manxman's first scheduled sailing next year is Heysham to Douglas on Wednesday the 23rd of May. I wonder if she'll be on time. Anyway, that's it for Update tonight. Make the most of the weather. Back tomorrow evening at 5:30. WINT.